Meteorologist Ed Kieser says we have a beautiful day coming up, mostly sunny, high of 67. It is 47 right now on Friends Plaza, and Ed will have details on the weather following this hour's report of AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois' two U.S. senators voted for the financial bailout bill that passed the Senate last night on this vote of 74 to 25. Senator Barack Obama says the bailout plan is not perfect, but is necessary. Before the vote, the Democratic presidential candidate urged the Senate to pass the legislation.
I know that many Americans are feeling anxiety right now about their jobs, about their homes, about their life savings. But I also know this, that we can steer ourselves out of this crisis.
Illinois Senior Senator Dick Durbin says he wanted the legislation to include more protection for struggling homeowners, but Durbin still voted for the plan.
I wish I didn't have to vote for this bill, but if we fail to act, and this economy clearly does go into a meltdown, we cannot say that in Congress we've met our responsibility by going home empty-handed.
That tape courtesy of C-SPAN. Durbin's Republican challenger said the bailout bill would amount to nationalizing our nation's financial industry. Steve Sauerberg says Congress should put together a plan that relies on a free market approach. The financial bailout bill that passed the Senate last night contained changes that were designed to win over Republicans concerned about using taxpayer money to buy bad mortgage-related securities and other assets held by troubled financial firms. But the changes were not what was sought by Central Illinois Jobs with Justice. About a dozen members of the group picketed in downtown Champaign yesterday, just hours before the Senate voted on the bailout bill. Spokesman Gene Vanderport of the Illinois Education Association says they want the bill to include changes that help taxpayers and homeowners.
Well, for one thing, there needs to be some immediate redressing of the grievances that homeowners are facing, some kind of moratorium on foreclosures until we can get to a point of fixing that whole crisis. We're looking at having more transparency and accountability. If there is going to be any kind of bailout for the banks, if there's going to be a profit made, that profit should come back to the people.
Vanderport says the latest changes to the bailout bill are irrelevant or even harmful. He says Jobs with Justice favors a plan that invests in health care, infrastructure rebuilding, and other programs he says would benefit the middle class. The group also opposes letting the Treasury Secretary oversee a financial bailout. They favor a board approved by Congress with members that include consumers and workers. Vanderport says these ideas mirror those endorsed by the mostly Democratic, Black, Latino, and progressive caucuses in the House. That chamber is expected to take up the bailout bill on Friday. A judge in Cook County has ordered elections officials across Illinois to stop mailing absentee ballots. That's because he says the wording of a statewide referendum is, quote, downright misleading. Tony Arnold has more.
The referendum in question asks voters if Illinois should hold a constitutional convention where delegates can change the state constitution. It's on ballots every 20 years. But Cook County Judge Nathaniel House says there was a sentence in the referendum that could sway voters. That sentence points out the last time a constitutional convention showed up on the ballot, Illinois voters defeated it. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn is a plaintiff in the case to change the wording.
Most importantly, I think the people of Illinois need a fair chance to consider a constitutional convention without any kind of biased language put in by insiders.
Quinn's a longtime supporter of a constitutional convention, but he says that doesn't influence his opinion on the wording of the referendum. I'm Tony Arnold.
Election officials are scheduled to meet with Judge House again tomorrow morning. They need to figure out how to address the changes to the referendum. Cook County Clerk David Orr says it's too late to reprint ballots or reprogram touchscreen voting machines.
But if we can give proper notice to each voter as they come in, hopefully that will give more information, because that's the key here, is that I think the court has ruled, and I agree, that this is the wording is not the way it should be.
Orr says he hopes the state election board mails a copy of the newly worded referendum to Illinois voters. The city of Chicago wants to join the trend toward banning text messaging while driving. Chicago's city council is taking steps to prohibit drivers from texting while driving. Law enforcement personnel and operators of emergency vehicles would be exempt. All other drivers would be prohibited from texting and surfing, except when the vehicle is parked. Violators would face a $75 fine for each offense or $200 if it involves a crash. Alderman Edward Burke is pushing the ordinance. He said Wednesday he understands the arguments against the proposed ordinance that Chicago shouldn't act like a nanny, but he said a text messaging ban would be a boon to safety, like the seatbelt law. Eight states currently have ticket driving texters. The city of Urbana also fines motorists for texting. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 8:35, meteorologist Ed Kieser. Join us here in just a second, Ed. I have to finish sending this text message and get some coffee and put my mascara on. There we go.
Are you okay, smoking a cigarette, too?
Nah. We do have a report. There's a new series on multitasking on Morning Edition, and that's coming up in a minute, but...
Yeah,
there
well,
you go. Sometimes
when you talk
to...
about the mascara text messaging, and I added the cigarette. I've seen that happening
seriously.
With people driving cars, and it just
how do you text?
Frightens me.
That's what frightens me is how do you text while you're driving a car?
You can't.
I guess you have to legislate against it so that some people will just have the common sense to not do that. You pull over. It's hard enough, you know, talking on a cell phone or doing something else,
but
fiddling with a radio.
Is just
or
a whole.
My God, yeah.